美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目音乐单元的高级课程。
Ernie and Beth are two students at college, and they are starting a musical group together. Today, Beth and Ernie are talking to Eric, who is a DJ, to ask him if he wants to join their group.
如果我是 Eric, 一定拒绝。Beth 跟 Ernie 的音乐品味可不怎么样啊。
Let's see what Eric says about this.
Hey guys, thanks for inviting me to join your group. I'm pretty interested, but first I just want to know a little bit more about what you're going to play.
Eric, it's going to be really great. We want to be a Vanilla Ice cover band.
Did you say you want to start a Vanilla Ice cover band? You're kidding, right?
What? Of course not. And we want you to be our DJ.
Professor Bowman, 什么叫 cover band?
Winnie, a cover band is a musical group that only plays the songs from one really famous band.
Oh, cover band.专门翻唱某个著名乐队的歌，所以 Beth 和 Ernie 的 Vanilla Ice Cover Band 就只唱 Vanilla Ice 的歌喽。这多没创意啊！看来 Eric 对这个想法也不是很感兴趣。
You know, guys, Vanilla Ice hasn't been popular since the early 1990s, and even then, he was pretty terrible. What about playing something more up to date?
You know, I like to think of him as classic. His music never really goes out of style.
Right. Well, what are you going to name the group?
We're going to call it Chocolate Ice. Get the joke? Chocolate Ice instead of Vanilla Ice?
Don't worry, I get the joke. And if there's one thing that's certain, it's that everyone will be laughing at you.
哎呦 ,Beth 居然还说 Vanilla Ice 的歌从不过时 ,never goes out of style.我觉得他的歌就从来没有时髦过。He was never in style to begin with.
Very funny, Winnie. So what does Eric think of the cover band's name, Chocolate Ice?
他呀，觉得这个名字太俗了，肯定会被人笑话。
You know, guys, I'm not sure I can play in your group. The problem is that rap music is violent and demeaning to women. I wouldn't feel comfortable playing it.
That's not true. Some rappers talk about violence, but a lot of them just talk about money.
I know, and that's bad too. Who wants to listen to someone rap about how much money he has?
Well, if it were about nothing but guns and money, why does it appeal to so many young people?
I agree with Beth. Besides, hip-hop goes way beyond music. It's a whole culture.
Eric 说他不喜欢嘻哈音乐，因为这种歌的内容啊充满暴力，而且侮辱女性。Professor Bowman, Eric 不是 DJ 吗？他怎么会不喜欢时下流行的嘻哈音乐呢？
Well, it sounds like he may be pretending not to like hip-hop music, so he doesn't have to be in the group.
Well, you know, Eric, our group isn't just going to be about music.Ernie is an amazing hip-hop dancer. Ernie, show him your dance moves.
Sure.
Boom, got it. Boom, boom, hit, boom, hit, and two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Wow, Ernie, your dance moves are so, unique. I've definitely never seen dancing like that before.
Thanks.Want me to teach you how to dance like me?
Maybe another time. Okay, guys, I'll join your group on one condition.
Great! What's that?
Can I play at gigs with a bag over my head?
看来 Eric 对 Ernie 的热舞也不敢恭维。不过 Eric 说他可以加入乐队，但是有个条件。他说到的 gig 是什么意思啊？
A gig is a performance, usually a small and informal one. You can also call any small or informal job a gig. Eric wants to wear a bag over his head when he plays gigs because he is embarrassed to be seen with this band.
Oh, 原来如此，我明白了。Gig 在这里就是演出。Eric 说演出时要把头遮住，以免丢人啊。我现在倒真想看看他们的表演呢。
各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，感谢您的收听，下次再见。
Welcome to American English Mosaic. I'm Mike Bond.
And I'm Lin Yang.
Want to know how to enjoy life on a tight budget? We will offer you some good tips in today's show.
Is staycation even better than vacation? 我们在下面的节目中为你介绍。
And in words and idioms, we will learn what seal one's fate and sign one's own death warrant means.
All coming up on this edition of American English Mosaic.
Now let's go into our first segment, Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
Blood drive. Blood is spelled B-L-O-O-D. Blood. And drive, D-R-I-V-E.Drive, blood drive.
Blood drive 是献血活动的意思。
The first national gay blood drive was held recently to combat the FDA's ban on blood donations from gay and bisexual men.
美国不久前举行了第一次全国性的同性恋献血活动，专门针对美国食品药物管理局禁止同性恋和双性恋男性献血的禁令。
Blood drive organizers wanted to show how much blood gay communities can contribute.
这次献血活动的组织者希望借此证明同性恋人群到底能捐献多少血液。好的，今天我们学习的词是
blood drive, blood drive, blood drive.
我最怕献血了，看见那个大粗针头我就直哆嗦。
Yeah, I'm not a fan as well.Needles terrify me, but there's also a real need for blood donors, and the knowledge that I might be sealing someone's fate by not donating is more than I can handle.
That's true. 哎，你提到了一个有意思的短语 seal one's fate. Let's check it out in today's words and idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众现在播送美国习惯用语第867讲，我是杨晨，
我是 Doug Johnson。
我侄女好几月以来一直在为学校的圣诞舞会做准备，可是她爸爸警告说，如果物理成绩拿不到 B 就不许她去参加舞会，我可真替她捏把汗。不过这倒是让我想起一个习惯用语，叫
Seal one's fateSeal is spelled S-E-A-L, and fate, F-A-T-E. Seal one's fate.
在这里 ,seal 是确定、决定的意思。Fate, 大家都知道是命运。To seal one's fate, 意思就是决定命运，往往指不好的命运。就像刚才说到的，如果我侄女的物理成绩不能提高的话
,It will seal her fate.
就是嘛，他就别想去参加什么圣诞舞会了，那他一定失望死了。下面这个例子里的年轻人似乎也很失望，那是什么事情决定了他的命运呢？让我们一起来听听。
My son graduated number one in his class, got near perfect scores on the national aptitude tests, and had an impressive background. We were so hopeful when he sent in his college application. But the rejection letter he received sealed his fate.He wouldn't be getting into Harvard after all.
我儿子毕业时是班里第一名，参加全国能力考试几乎得了满分，而且过去表现一直特别棒。他递交大学申请的时候，我们满怀希望，但是一封不予录取的通知书决定了他的命运，他最终还是没能上成哈佛大学。
哎呀，这么厉害的学生进不了哈佛也一定会有出息。美国的好大学多的是，很多事业有成的人其实并不是常春藤名校的毕业生。不过这个孩子的失望心情是可想而知的，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
My son graduated number one in his class, got near perfect scores on the national aptitude tests, and had an impressive background. We were so hopeful when he sent in his college applicationBut the rejection letter he received sealed his fate. He wouldn't be getting into Harvard after all.
在下面这个例子中，一个保龄球队的队长谈到了他们即将参加的比赛。我们一起来听听这场比赛为什么那么重要。
We've been bowling strong all season, yet everything depends on tonight's playoff.We'll be up against our toughest challenger. If they beat us, they'll seal our fate. Since only the winning team will advance to the finals, we've got to play our best.
他说，
我们整个赛季都发挥得很好，但关键还是要看今天晚上季后赛的表现。我们要对付的是最厉害的对手，如果他们赢了，一切都完了，因为谁赢谁都能获得决赛的资格，所以我们一定要发挥出最高水平。
我最喜欢的经典电影之一是《雨中曲》
Singing in the Rain。
在电影结尾的时候，观众才发现，原来他们最崇拜的女明星说话的声音居然那么难听。
That sealed her fate.
好，我们再来听一下上面那个例句。
We've been bowling strong all season, yet everything depends on tonight's playoff. We'll be up against our toughest challenger. If they beat us, they'll seal our fate. Since only the winning team will advance to the finals, we've got to play our best.
1's fate 这个习惯用语历史久远，出现于17世纪中期。我最近收到一封新听众的来信，他说自己以前错过了很多集习惯用语，担心会影响到英语水平的提高。我们应该告诉他
Missing a lot of our previous shows won't seal his fate.
没错，因为我们的文字和声音文档在网上都是可以找到的。这次美国习惯用语就到此结束，我是杨晨，
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time,
我们下次节目再见。
Hear that, Mike? You need to find a way to cure your laziness. Otherwise, it will seal your fate.
If I do that, that just gives me an excuse to have a staycation at home.
Wait, staycation? What's that?
With the bad economic situation, many families are turning vacations into staycations. That is, staying at home, spending time around each other, and being cozy.
That actually sounds not bad at all.
It sounds like you have a lazy bone as well.
Speaking
of getting laid off, in today's business etiquette, we will take a look at how to live on a tight budget.
Let's check it out.
礼节美语。
很久不见的好友 Lisa, Karen 和 Gina 一起吃饭。 Lisa 先到，注意听她帮朋友们点了一些什么菜。
Karen, Gina, so good to see you. Sit down.
Hi, Lisa. Good to see you, too. It's been so long.
Indeed it has. Hey, I ordered your favorite dish, spaghetti with cherry tomatoes, and I got Gina the vegetarian pasta.
Excellent. I really do love the spaghetti here.
Lisa 最早一个到，已经帮 Karen 和 Gina 点好他们最爱吃的菜。
Their favorite dish.
Karen 爱吃
spaghetti with cherry tomatoes.
加小西红柿的意大利面条。 Gina 爱吃
Vegetarian pasta.
素的通心粉。
Vegetarian is spelled V-E-G-E-T-A-R-I-A-N. Vegetarian.
意思是吃素的，素食的。
So, what's new? Are you planning a vacation this summer?
Well, frankly, I'm not sure we have the budget for a vacation this year.
Yeah, actually, we're thinking about skipping the vacation, too.
Yeah, I think money's tight for everyone these days. Last year, we went to the Indonesian resort island of Bali for 6 days. It was incredible, but we did end up spending over $5,000.
We went to Mexico last year and stayed at a villa by the beach.
Last year, we did Alaska. Absolutely gorgeous, but pretty pricey as well.
Lisa 问大家夏天计划去哪里度假。 Gina 说
I'm not sure we have the budget for a vacation this year.
今年恐怕没钱出去玩了。Karen 也说考虑
skip the vacation.
度假可能就免了。Lisa 说现在大家手头都很紧。
Money is tight for everyone.
去年他们一家人去巴厘岛，结果花了$5,000+。Karen 去年去了墨西哥， Gina 去了阿拉斯加，都很贵。
Pricey. Pricey is spelled.P-R-I-C-E-Y.
意思是价钱很贵。
Well, we have to face reality and adapt to it. There just isn't any extra money lying around these days.
You can say that again. I've been penny pinching all year.
Our family has basically stopped eating out. I cook almost every meal. And while it takes some extra effort, cooking at home saves us a lot of money.
Lisa 说大家都要面对现实，适应现实。
To face reality and adapt to it.
如今大家谁都没有多少闲钱。
There isn't any extra money lying around.
Karen 马上表示赞同，说她一年来花钱一直特别节省。
I've been penny pinching all year. Penny pinch.
意思是一分钱掰成两半花。Gina 也说他们一家现在基本上不出去吃饭。
To eat out.
是出去吃饭的意思。相反的是
Cook at home.
自己在家里做能省不少钱。他们三个人还有什么省钱的诀窍呢？我们下次继续听。三个好朋友聚在一起吃饭， Lisa 说她可能需要 skip the vacation， 不能去度假了，因为现在出去度假对她来说 too pricey， 太贵了。现在的经济环境下， there isn't any extra money laying around， 谁都没有什么闲钱。 Karen 说 I've been penny pinching， 意思是一分钱掰成两半花。
I've been watching my budget too. Dining out is a really big part of DC culture, but once I started cooking by myself, it saved me a lot of money.
True, and I bet it's healthier. Let's keep listening to Lisa, Karen, and Gina and see what good tips they have on saving money.
礼节美语。
很久不见的好朋友 Lisa, Karen 和 Gina 一起吃饭。三个人都说现在手头很紧，彼此交换勤俭持家的经验。 Karen 说
We've stopped going to the theater. We used to take the kids every Saturday, but with each ticket costing about $10, it adds up to a couple of $100 a month. These days, we just rent a movie and stay at home.
But you know, even though we can't do as many things as we used to, I feel like our family has grown closer since we've been spending more time together.
Karen 说原来每星期六都要带孩子去看电影，但是电影票一张要10块钱。
$10. Buck is spelled B-U-C-K. Buck.
是口语里面提到美元时常用的词。一个月下来一家人看电影就要200块。上面用到的
It adds up to
是加在一起的意思。把这笔钱省下来，一家人租影碟在家里看。Gina 说虽然没那么多钱玩这玩那的，但是一家人经常在一起。
Our family has grown closer.
感情反而更亲密了。
That's true for us as well. We play board games at night with the kids, and when we watch movies, we do it as a family. It's funny, but the recession is forcing us to get creative, and actually it's kind of fun.
You know the old saying, troubles can be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, I think it all depends on your attitude. If you stay positive, saving money can be a fun challenge. But being depressed about it doesn't help anything.
Lisa 也有同感，因为经济衰退逼得大家不能花钱买娱乐，不得不回去陪孩子玩游戏，一家人一起看电影，反而其乐融融。老话说，
troubles can be a blessing in disguise.
塞翁失马焉知非福。 Lisa 表示同意，说一切都要取决于心态，如果心态是 positive 积极的话，省钱也能变成一件开心的挑战。萎靡不振
doesn't help anything
则于事无补。
Another thing that has really helped our family is instituting the 30-day rule.
What's the 30-day rule?
Well, every time we think about buying something we don't really needWe wait 30 days and then ask ourselves if we still want it. A lot of times after 30 days, we can't even remember why we wanted it in the first place.
Gina 说为了省钱，他们家还采纳了
30-day rule.
30天原则就是买一件东西之前必须等30天。如果30天之后还是想买的话才可以买。Gina 说
A lot of times.
很多时候30天过后他们早就记不起来当初为什么要买了。三个人省钱还有什么高招吗？我们下次继续听。
Gina 说现在没有闲钱出去，一家人呢反而经常在一起。
Our family grow closer since we've been spending more time together.
Lisa 也有同感， Troubles can be a blessing in disguise. 塞翁失马焉知非福。
Exactly. If you stay positive, saving money can be a fun challenge. And once you form healthy spending habits, it's going to be a benefit for the long run.
True. Gina also invented this 30-day rule. Would it work? Let's listen and find out.
礼节美语。
很久不见的好朋友 Lisa、Karen 和 Gina 一起吃饭，三个人都说现在手头很紧，彼此交换勤俭持家的经验。Gina 说他们家实行30天规则，想买什么东西先要等上30天，如果30天过后还觉得需要的话才能买。Lisa 觉得这个办法不错。
What a great rule!My kids keep bugging me to buy a flat-screen TV, and I really think we can wait until next year when they'll be cheaper. I'm going to institute the 30-day rule and see if they still want it.
I find that if I write a very specific shopping list before I go to the mall and stick to it, I'm much less likely to buy unnecessary stuff. The trick is to force yourself to stick to the shopping list. No exceptions.
Lisa 说，孩子一直吵着闹着要买个平面电视。
Bug someone to do something.
意思是缠着某人做某事。 Karen 又说，如果把需要买的东西列在单子上，
Write a shopping list. Shopping list
意思是购物清单，就不会看见什么买什么，结果买了一大堆不需要的东西回家。他还介绍经验说，
The trick is to force yourself to stick to the shopping list.
诀窍是必须严格遵照购物清单。
Stick to something
是严格遵守的意思。
No exceptions.
不能有任何例外。
Yep, sticking to it is the hard part. In any case, this recession is teaching all of us to have better discipline, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, it sure is. We could all learn some self-control.
We sure could. The days of free spending are over. No more putting it on the card.
Gina 表示赞同，说
Sticking to the shopping list is the hard part. Hard part.
指难度较大的部分。换句话说，
Writing down the things you need to buy is the easy part. Sticking to the shopping list is the hard part.
把需要买的东西列在购物清单上很容易做，能完全按照这个单子买东西就没那么容易了。 Karen 在上面那段话中还说，
The days of free spending are over.
花钱不加思索的日子结束了。
No more putting it on the card.
这里所说的
Put it on the card.
意思是刷卡。
Hey, I've got a great idea. Let's have a 3-day staycation. It's a vacation at home. You can bring the kids over to my place, and we'll all have fun together.
That sounds like fun.
Super idea. Let's start our staycation this Saturday.
Great. See you then.
Gina 突发奇想，建议大家一起来个3天的
staycation. Staycation is spelled S-T-A-Y.C-A-T-I-O-N Staycation
是这两年出现的新词，指经济不好在家度假。大家一致同意，觉得这个主意真不错。
Karen 说，一个省钱的好方法是每次都写一个 shopping list 购物单，然后呢 force yourself to stick to it，严格按照购物清单的条款来买 ，no exceptions， 不能有例外。
Yep, I guess the days of free spending are over, but it might be a blessing in disguise. It could help the whole nation learn how to save.
没错啦。好了 ，staycation 就到这里吧。现在咱们来进入今天的最后一个单元。
Let's listen to another words and idioms.
美国习惯用语。
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第868讲，我是杨晨。
我是 Doug Johnson。
我刚刚跟我一个做银行出纳的朋友吃完午饭，他最近失业了，不过也要怪他自己。不久前开会，他好心的建议可以增设自动提款机，减少开支。银行高层接受了他的建议，结果非常成功，反而不需要他们这些出纳了。这让我想起了一个习惯用语，叫做
To sign one's own death warrant. Sign is spelled S-I-G-N. Death is D-E-A-T-H. And warrant, W-A-R-R-A-N-T. To sign one's own death warrant.
Sign 是签署的意思。Death warrant, 死亡证书。To sign one's own death warrant, 自己签自己的死亡证书。显而易见，它的意思是自我毁灭，自寻死路的意思。就像我那个出纳朋友主动建议银行增设自动提款机，全自动了，还要这些出纳做什么呢？这就叫
She signed her own death warrant。
在下面这个例子里，一位作者怎么会搬起石头砸了自己的脚呢？我们一起来听听。
One of my best-selling authors became a multi-millionaire with the continuing adventures of Detective X.So why did he decide to have his lead character murdered? I don't understand. He must have known that by doing so, he was signing his own death warrant. His long career with the series is now over.
这个作家的经纪人说，
我的最畅销的作家之一就是仗着他的侦探 X 系列才成为百万富翁的。他为什么要让主角给人谋杀呢？这我就不懂了。他一定知道，这样做是自毁生路。他写了这么长的系列就算结束了。
美国不久前刚刚发生了一起气球男孩事件，这个孩子的父亲承认他们欺骗媒体和警方，说孩子爬到热气球里在天上飞，其实完全是为了增加知名度，争取能做个真人秀。可事实上
He signed his own death warrant，
不仅没做成真人秀，反而可能会去坐牢。让我们再来听听上面那段话。
One of my best-selling authors became a multi-millionaire with the continuing adventures of Detective X. So why did he decide to have his lead character murdered? I don't understand. He must have known that by doing so, he was signing his own death warrant. His long career with the series is now over.
在下面这个例子里，一家录像出租店顺应时代潮流改变经营模式，让我们听听他们的诀窍。
Star Video did a thriving business when everyone was going to their stores to rent movies. Then the industry began to change. So they added an online mail order service featuring all kinds of entertainment, including video games. They could have signed their own death warrant.Instead, they made a smart move that kept them competitive.
这段话的意思是，
原来所有人都到明星录像店去租电影看，他们的生意火得要命。后来整个录像带租赁行业发生了变化，他们增加了网上邮购的服务，提供各种娱乐产品和电子游戏。他们不仅没有自毁前程，反而采取了很聪明的做法，保存了竞争力。
跟To sign one's own death warrant 相类似的还有一种说法叫
To order one's own execution，
自己下令处死自己，意思就是自绝生路。好，我们再来听一下上面的例句。
Star Video did a thriving business when everyone was going to their stores to rent movies. Then the industry began to change. So they added an online mail order serviceFeaturing all kinds of entertainment, including video games. They could have signed their own death warrant. Instead, they made a smart move that kept them competitive.
这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨晨。
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓林。谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms.Until next time,
我们下次节目再见。
Seriously, Yonglin, if you don't start dressing in more appropriate clothes when you come to work, you're signing your own death warrant.
Keep talking and you'll be signing yours.
Well.
好，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.